Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so thankful that you spend time with me in this ministry enrichment sharing time. And I believe that the Lord will speak to you. I would like to talk about the life of ministry that God used you and me to build the kingdom of God. As we serve the Lord, God will bring people into our life. Whether you serve in the leadership ministry, or you serve in the ministry of helps, or you are building the church, or you're doing something for God, God is going to lead people to you to help you. Our God is a God of community. He loves to bring people together to be a family, to be an army, or to be a temple, or to be the house of God. Therefore, we work together in the community. But one thing that we need to remind ourselves all the time is that it's the grace of God that many brothers and sisters come to serve the Lord with us. No one belongs to us. We don't own anybody. They are the gift from the Lord. Therefore, we should not abuse them. We should not harm them or take advantage of them. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the Bible says, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." In fact, all the believers belong to God because Jesus Christ purchased them with his own blood. And the Holy Spirit entrusted them into our care. Therefore, we should not think that anybody in our ministry or in our church belongs to us or we own anybody at all. We should treat people with respect. All the members of the church or all the people in your team are the gifts from God. They are so precious that God died for them. Jesus shed his blood for them. Therefore, if they come to join you, be thankful. But if they have to leave because God called them to go somewhere else, don't call them a betrayal. Don't attack them. Don't gossip about them. Don't get mad at them. Continue to be brother and sister. Continue to be nice to them and bless them and pray for them, because we don't own anybody. Sometimes I notice that the servant of the Lord get upset, get mad when people leave the ministry to go to other church or other place. We should not think that way. We should think that every brother and sister, whether in the same church or other church, we are in the same body of Christ. In John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I loved you.' He said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I loved you.' He said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I loved you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" You notice that Jesus did not tell Peter, "Feed your sheep." He said, "Feed my sheep." All the members of the church, all the brothers and sisters, are the sheep of Jesus Christ, not our sheep. Therefore, don't hold people into your hand and say, "You belong to me. I can control you. I can tell you what to do." No, you love them. You lead them to Christ. You try to encourage them to love God and to serve God and to grow spiritually. You are the encourager. You are the builder. You are not the owner. Love people without any hidden agenda, without any heart of controlling people. But remember this, they belong to God. You need to honor them, love them. And if people come, thank God. If people go away, thank God, they all belong to God. We just love people. In New Hope International Church, we have people come to serve the Lord with us. And a few years, some of them left the church. We are thankful that they stayed with us for a few years. And after they left, we still friend with them. We still love them. God called people to different churches, to different armies, to different families. Therefore, we don't hold anyone with us. If it's good for them, we love them anyway. And we want to bless them. If they leave, we still bless them. And we pray for them that the will of God will be done. We don't have any spirit of condemnation. We don't want to accuse anybody or hurt anybody. We just want to be the blessing to people. I believe that this sharing helped you to have the right attitude in your ministry. Thank you so much for listening to this sharing. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord give you the heart of a good shepherd, the heart of Jesus Christ, who loves His people so much. God bless you. I hope to see you in the next teaching. And I believe the Lord will bless your life, bless your family, and bless your ministry. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still.